Dr. Pinsky with a supplemental report on Laurette, L-A-U-R-E-T-T-A, Ketter, K-E-T-T-E-R. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Ketter as described in my report of 6-21-23. Appeared unfortunately come at that time I was not in receipt of any documentation to review in this matter. Appeared you have now kindly provided same. Appeared in your paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Ketter filed a claim petition alleging on 11-6-22 she was injured when she cleaned up while cleaning up a patient, but the injuries involved her back and left shoulder. Period. A first report of injury was completed stating, while performing morning care at a resident, the employee felt a sharp pain on her left shoulder down to her back. Period. She did undergo lumbar spine x-rays on 11-7. Scratch that. She was seen at corporate care on 11-7-22. Apparently she currently felt worse than yesterday. Apparently she did not have any pain radiating to the legs, but her pain level was 10/10. Apparently she did not get any relief from Tylenol. Period. She was examined and underwent lumbar spine x-rays. They revealed no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She had x-rays of the left shoulder the same day that showed no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She was followed regularly here over the next few months. Scratch that, over the next several weeks. Period. In paragraph on 11-30-22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Brosnick, B-R-O-S-N-I-C-K. Period. He ordered an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 12-8-22. Period. Insert the impressions here. Period. Dr. Brosnick discussed these results with her on 12-19-22, where they discussed treatment options, both operative and non-operative. Period. At that juncture, they were going to continue with therapy. Period. Ms. Ketter. So Dr. Brosnick through 4-3-23, period. She reports that she was still doing quite well, as was the case in February. Period. She has minimal symptoms. Period. She has active forward elevation to 160 degrees, comma external rotation to 60 degrees, and internal rotation to T8. Period's diagnosis of partial thickness rotator cuff tear and likely slap tear. Period, she had now responded nicely to her treatment and it has been sustained over the last 6 weeks. Period, she still feels good in her shoulder. Period, she has already been returned to work full duty and can continue to do this. Period, she would return on an as needed basis. Period. Her last visit at corporate care was on 12-15-22. Period. She was to return to work with restrictions if available. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic consultation for left shoulder and low back pain with strains of both areas. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. After review of the aforementioned records, I now understand the extent of her injuries. Appeared in the left shoulder, there was a partial rotator cuff tear and possible slap tear. Appeared I might offer 2.5% permanent partial total disability for this. Appeared at the lumbar spine, there remains 0% permanent partial or total disability. Period. The documentation confirms that she did in fact return to her full duty capacity with the insured. Period.